Successful investing doesn't have to be complex. In today's episode, we're going to talk about three different approaches: a simple approach, a solid approach, and a strategic approach that I think can transform the way you invest and save you from some costly mistakes that derail most investors. So for the sake of time, let's dive right into it. Well, welcome all you current and new listeners out there today to the Wealth Decisions Podcast. I believe that every day we have the opportunity to make better decisions around our money and our life. And my goal is to help you do just that. And whether your goal is financial freedom, retiring early, creating a richer life, or becoming a more successful investor, this podcast is just for you. Today, we're diving into something I'm very, very passionate about, and that's building a portfolio. We're going to talk about three ways to build a portfolio: one that's simple enough to maintain, one that's solid enough to weather any storm, and then we're going to talk about a strategic approach that can potentially help you outperform the market. So let's get started. Let's talk first about the simple approach. The simplest approach to investing involves investing in what I call the total market strategy. And this involves investing in broad-based, low-cost index funds that capture the entire market. You know, a single total U.S. stock market index fund gives you ownership in approximately 3,500 companies across every sector of the economy. With one purchase, you've diversified across large caps like Apple and Microsoft, mid caps that are growing a little bit more rapidly, and some small caps with some upside potential. And the beauty of this type of approach is threefold. First, it dramatically reduces complexity. It's simple. There's no more trying to pick winners or losers or timing the market. Second, it minimizes costs. The average actively managed mutual fund charges about 1% in fees annually. A good total market index fund might charge 0.08%. That's a big difference. And when you look at that over decades, it can be a big difference in your returns. Now, there's a lot of mutual funds that can outperform the total market index, but very few of them do. And so that means you have to try to pick and choose and find the best ones. And the best ones that were the best performers the last 5 years might not be the best performers the next 5 years. And so you're always playing this game of trying to pick the best fund that could outperform the market. Third, a total market strategy is very tax efficient. They have very low turnover, which means fewer taxable events. So they're really good to own in a taxable investment account. I remember what Peter Lynch once said, you know what you own and why you own it. With a total market approach, the answer is really simple. You own everything, because historically markets as a whole have trended upward over time. You're not trying to guess what asset class is going to do the best, and you're keeping your approach really simple to take advantage and capture all the growth of all the parts of the market. And you can use this core type of strategy, not just investing in the U.S. There's total market international funds. There's total market bond funds or fixed income funds. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later in the episode. Now let's talk about the second way to invest, which I call the solid approach or the comprehensive approach. You know, simple can be easy, but we also need to think about, as we get closer and closer to retirement, having a more comprehensive portfolio, because risk management becomes much more important at that time in your life. Building a complete diversified portfolio that includes all major asset classes that can withstand different economic conditions. And this would be creating what I call kind of an all-weather portfolio. This means having a portfolio of value and growth investments, international developed markets, bonds of different countries, so fixed income ETFs that are international, emerging markets, or U.S. real estate investment trusts, inflation-protected securities, possibly even gold and cryptocurrency. But why does diversification matter? Because different asset classes respond differently to economic conditions. If you're approaching retirement, you need to probably have a little bit more of a value tilt to your portfolio with more dividend-producing investments because you want to have more stability and you want to set yourself up to start being able to take an income from those investments. You know, during periods of really high economic growth, stocks typically perform really well. But during recessions or periods of uncertainty, bonds often provide stability and other asset classes provide some stability. The key is finding the right allocation based upon your personal situation. We talked a lot about different asset classes in this whole season of the Wealth Decisions podcast. We talked about developed markets and emerging markets and value investments and small cap and mid cap and fixed income. Building a portfolio is about designing something that will give you the best chance of reaching your long-term goals with the least amount of risk. It's about risk management. If you're in your 20s or 30s, this simple approach might be the best way to invest as you're accumulating wealth. Once you're in your 40s or 50s, this more comprehensive or solid approach to building a portfolio is what you want to focus on. But start simple. In your 20s and 30s, a simple approach is the right approach. But as you get closer and closer to retirement, a more comprehensive strategy should be put into place. So that leads us to the third approach to investing. And it's talked about a lot today. It's kind of a hot topic. And it's a strategic approach to investing. And that's called the core satellite. And it's using a simple approach along with satellite investments, as they call them, to enhance returns. And satellite investments are just going to be in areas that you want to have more exposure to, like emerging markets or small cap value or crypto or gold. But you use a core satellite approach to give you that simplicity, but potentially enhance returns using some satellite investments. So you have that simple foundation, but then some of these satellite investments to enhance returns. So here's how it kind of works. Typically, what you'll see is the equity portion of a portfolio is about 70% in some type of core portfolio, a simple portfolio of total market funds. And the remaining 20% or 30% is in satellites, these strategic positions in specific areas that you think may outperform. Obviously, no one has a crystal ball. This isn't about taking big bets with your portfolio. You're only using about 20% of your portfolio to try to pick areas or enhance your returns. Maybe you want to have some exposure to gold, even though it's been criticized by some investors. I talked about it a couple episodes ago, but it is a store of value and can potentially provide some returns in difficult times. Second, you may want to add some cryptocurrency. You can buy a Bitcoin ETF for maybe 5% of your portfolio. This has been referred to as digital gold, and it could potentially be a hedge against inflation and give a little extra oomph to the portfolio. Third, you might want to add some small cap value stocks because they're undervalued right now and represent a really good opportunity. So you might put 5% of your portfolio in small cap value. And then you may want to get a little bit more emerging market exposure because a total market international fund maybe doesn't have enough emerging market exposure for you. And you feel good about the valuations there, so you put some money in an emerging market ETF. By using this type of core satellite approach, you're getting all of the market, but then some strategic parts of the portfolio are in some areas to add a little extra return over time. So let's take a look at a real world example. I had an individual that came to me that built up a lot of wealth using just a simple strategy, similar to the one that we talked about in the beginning of this episode. They wanted to retire in 5 to 8 years, so we sat down, found out what was most important to them, looked at their assets and liabilities, we looked at their expenses and income sources, and did all the things that we do as financial advisors. And then I had him fill out a risk tolerance questionnaire. He told me he had a high risk tolerance, but when he did the risk tolerance questionnaire, it came back as a 58. And I use a service called Riskalyze by Nitrogen Wealth, and it assigns a speed limit score. So a score of 58 out of 100 means that they're a little bit more on the conservative side. So we started looking at options for a diversified, low-cost, solid, comprehensive portfolio. And that meant to get to that risk score, having a mix of about 70% exposed to the stock market and 30% in fixed income. And when you look at a portfolio like that, you are going to miss out on some of the upside if you're comparing it against the S&P 500. But a 70-30 mix means that we're going to take on at least 35 to 40% less risk than having it all in the stock market. So for instance, if we had a 70-30 mix in a comprehensive portfolio of low-cost ETFs, when you look at, for instance, the 2008 bear market, if that was to happen again, this type of portfolio with a 70-30 mix, comprehensive portfolio, would have been about down about 22% versus the S&P, which was down about 36.8. And if we had a financial crisis again, this 70-30 mix, this comprehensive mix, would have been down about 31% when the S&P 500 was down 53. So you're going to protect the portfolio against times like that. Now, I'm not predicting we're going to have another financial crisis, but there will be another bear market sometime in your retirement journey. It could be right before you retire. It could be 5 years into your retirement. Bear markets happen. They happen about every 4.5 years. So they will happen again, and you want to have the right mix of investments to prepare for that. The other reason you want to have both a mix of stocks and bonds when you're approaching retirement is you can't afford to make mistakes. And you also need to get your portfolio aligned with a more consistent return. And that includes getting dividends from your portfolio. Regardless of what's going on in the stock market could be flat for a year, but if you have 3.5% in dividends, your portfolio moved ahead. So you want to be able to create a more all-weather approach to your portfolio. And that's what a comprehensive portfolio can do. So let's bring it all together. We explored the three different types of investing strategies: simple, solid, and strategic. The simple is using total market index funds for a solid foundation. I think a simple approach to investing is the way to invest when you're in your 20s and early 30s. A solid portfolio, building a complete portfolio across all major market asset classes, is going to be much more beneficial as you get more and more wealth created and get closer and closer to retirement. So someone in their 40s or 50s, using a comprehensive strategy might be the way to go. And then there's the strategic approach, and that's using a simple core strategy along with some satellite investments that are targeted in things like gold, Bitcoin, small cap value, and emerging markets. So here's three actionable steps you can take today. First, take an audit of your current portfolio. If you have more than 20 ETFs and mutual funds, it may be time to simplify. Even a comprehensive portfolio doesn't need to have 20 or 30 holdings. You can create a very comprehensive portfolio with 12 to 15 ETFs or even lower. And a core satellite approach might have two total market ETFs, one covering the US and one covering some international total market, and then maybe only 3 to 5 satellite type investments. Or maybe you've built up a lot of wealth using a simple strategy, but a simple strategy may not serve you as well going forward, especially if you're approaching retirement. If you're 3 to 5 years away from retirement, risk management needs to come into play, and you need to set yourself up to have the best chance to retire comfortably on your terms and stay comfortably retired. So that's it for today's episode. Building a portfolio using the simple, solid, or strategic approach. Would love if you ordered my new book, Momentous Decisions, 7 Steps to Better Health, More Wealth, and a Richer Life. In the book, you're going to learn how to first adopt a health conscious mindset. You're going to learn how to avoid some of the common mistakes when trying to create permanent change in your life, health, and wealth habits. You're going to learn how to overcome some of your money and health blocks that are preventing you from reaching your health or financial goals. You're going to learn how to create more meaning in your life. And you're also going to be able to build a stronger identity and belief in yourself. Make change easy at first so that you don't resist making positive, lasting change. You're also going to learn how to set up your environment to give you the best chance to succeed. But probably one of the most important things in the book is identifying and finding your why behind your why. That is what will keep you inspired long term. So if you'd like to order a copy of my book, it's coming out in August. You can go to MomentousWealthAdvisors.com/book. And you can also read about what some other self-development authors and life coaches and people in the industry are saying about the book. And if you'd like to schedule a discovery call with me, there'll be a link in the description of this podcast. And during a discovery call, I'll take some time to get to know you, find out what's truly important to you, gather some information to see how I might be able to help you reach your long-term financial goals, as well as some of your life goals. So thanks for listening. Please share this podcast with a friend. Like, follow it, share it on social media. My goal with the Wealth Decisions podcast is to reach over 100,000 people in the Twin Cities and beyond so that people can live a richer life. Thanks for listening and have a great day.